This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3837, for Tuesday, the 18th of April, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Make a Vortex Cannon. It is hosted by Mike Ray, and is about 7 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, how to make a vortex cannon, which can extinguish a candle at about 10 feet.
Hello, welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Mike Ray. Uh-oh, you're hearing that sound because this is an emergency show. HPR is running low on scheduled podcasts. If you would like to submit a show, email admin@hackerpublicradio.org for more information. Today we're going to make a vortex cannon. This is a device which we can use to shoot a coherent vortex of air across a room to do things like blow out a candle at several paces, which is impressive and good fun. What we're going to need to do this is, for the main body of the cannon, a Pringles tub. This is the tall cylindrical tube, foil-lined cardboard tube, in which Pringles, potato chips or corn chips, I don't know which, in which they come. One end of the tube is sealed with a thin stainless steel, tinned something or other, and the other end is the end where you take the lid off, peel back the foil and eat the chips. So we've got our tube. We also need a party balloon, some strong parcel tape, a drill, and a hole punch to make a nice clean circular hole in the tin end of the tube. Now when I say hole punch, I've got in mind a device called a Qmax punch. These are available from hobby stores or hobby engineering stores or stores like Maplin in the UK that sells electronic components and hardware for electronic hobbyists. You can get them in various sizes. A hole punch of about a centimetre and a half or 3/4 inch is a suitable size. And you need a drill to make a small hole in the bottom end of the tube big enough to pass through the threaded part of the punch so that you can actually make the hole. Now what to do? The first thing and most important thing is accuracy in making a hole in the bottom in the tin end of the tube, because the greatest degree of accuracy will produce a cannon which will fire the most coherent vortex torus of air across a room. It won't work if the hole is dramatically off centre or if the hole is ragged around its edges. If you used a pair of scissors or a file or something, equally horrible to make the hole. So we're going to find, by whatever means possible, to find the exact, or as close as we can get to the exact centre of the tin end of the tube as possible, make a small hole with the drill, pass the threaded part of the punch through and punch the hole out nice and clean. We should then have a circular hole in the centre of the tin end, which is nice, has very, very nice clean cut edges to it. At the other end of the tube, the open end where you took the chips out, we're going to use a party balloon. What you need to do is cut the mouth end of the balloon off, you know, the bit where you blow it up. Stretch the balloon apart and pull it down over the empty end of the tube. Pull it down as tightly as you possibly can and wrap a good amount of parcel tape around the tube to hold the balloon in place. and make sure that some of the parcel tape actually overlaps between the edge of the balloon and the tube, so that it's firmly held in position. What we're trying to achieve is a drum-like effect at what was the open end of the tube, so that the latex or whatever the balloon is made of and surface makes a nice tight but stretchy surface. You're going to have to be able to pinch the center of this. It's quite difficult. There are other things that you can get that are made of latex which have a little bulb in the end which you can shove over the top of the tube. I can't remember what they're called. Anyway, so we've made the cannon. We've got a nice circular hole at one end in the tin, and we've got a membrane at the other end formed by the balloon. To fire the cannon, we're going to pinch the centre of the balloon membrane at the end and stretch it out as far as you possibly can without destroying the cannon or without ripping the balloon. So stretch it back, and then let go of it, and it will ping back into position, and out of the other end of the cannon you will get a torus of air. Now what do I mean by a torus? A torus is the shape of a ring donut, you know, a donut with a hole in the middle, and that comes out of the end, the circular hole in the tin at the end of the tube, like a smoke ring from a hobbit, and it's spinning around. Now it's not spinning like the bullet from a rifle barrel. It's spinning in a way that suggests it's sort of trying to turn itself inside out like a writhing snake. So if you were to cut it into a section, the section would be turning. So it's like constantly turning itself inside out as it travels forward. And it's that spinning as the torus travels forwards that keeps it coherent and keeps it in a fairly tight lump. Now obviously it will break up as it goes across the room, particularly if the air is disturbed, but if it's a nice still room it will travel quite a few feet before it breaks up. I've actually made these in the past and blown out the flame on the candle at about 10 feet, which is pretty impressive. So that's how to make a vortex cannon. One word of warning, I know it's only shooting a torus of air, but do not be tempted either to shoot yourself in the face at point blank range or to shoot the cat at close range, because at very close range it's going to sting.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.